Well, the Trump administration sweeping the Epstein files under the rug and pretending they don't exist. Now, the great vanishing of the Epstein files, this has been the last straw for many former Trump supporters. I've seen it all over X and other social media. You've got people saying, I'm done with supporting Trump. I supported him this whole way. I voted for him, they say. I mean, I personally didn't vote for him, as you know, but a lot of people voted for him and they thought they were going to get transparency. They thought they were going to get the Epstein files released, the JFK files released, the UFO files released. They thought they were voting for a peace president. And what does Trump do? We're going to continue war. More bombs for Israel, more bombs for Ukraine, more weapons, more war. And he says, now Russia's the bad guys again. And, we're going to bomb Iran, maybe, depending on if Netanyahu wants to. Netanyahu's the greatest man in the world, and just blah, blah, blah. It's so sickening to a lot of people. And, I mean, here's the shocking part of this. There were many, many Trump supporters that were willing to look the other way on the genocidal bombing of children in Gaza. Like, they were okay with that. But the Jeffrey Epstein child trafficking pedophilia rape network, well, that's just too much. That's too much. And we have arrived at the point now where Trump himself is so disconnected from his own support base that he told a reporter, there's about a 2-minute clip, it's posted online. He told a reporter, I can't believe people are still talking about Epstein. Nobody cares about Epstein. It's not even an issue. Just goes on like that. And the entire Trump support base is saying, what? What? Because you told, I mean, Trump tweeted 2 years ago that they got to release the Epstein files. And why aren't they releasing the Epstein files? Pam Bondi, the AG, told us that the Epstein files were on her desk. She told us they had terabytes of child rape videos and that the FBI was reviewing the videos. And they were so horrifying, they had to ask for volunteers to review them. The U.S. government prosecuted Ghislaine Maxwell, who is serving time in prison because victims of Jeffrey Epstein testified against her that she was one of the coordinators of the entire child trafficking, child rape network. I mean, it just goes on. And of course, you know, other victims just magically all of a sudden they get killed, they get assassinated, they get thrown under a bus, literally. And you know what this is. This is a deep state operation to bury the evidence of the Epstein operation, right? And what really was Jeffrey Epstein? What was he doing? He was working for Mossad and the CIA to gather blackmail evidence on powerful people so they could be blackmailed on behalf of Israel. That's 100% what it was. And now Trump is trying to bury that because he is 100% controlled by the Zionist cabal at the moment, it seems. Now, of course, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. Trump could contradict himself, or maybe he could realize that this is a huge mistake that he's making. He's losing his base big time. And maybe he'll say something tomorrow to contradict this, but it's not looking that way at the moment. And one thing that we're all tired of hearing is people who say, oh no, this is 5D chess. This is 5D chess. You got to trust the plan. Trust the plan? Does the plan include pedophilia and child rape? Not signing up for that plan. Are you kidding me? But people are saying that's the plan. And I don't even understand how anybody could be dumb enough to believe that at this point. What? There's a plan that Trump is going to go along with the child rape and the pedophilia, the child trafficking. He's going to go along with that for some reason. And then he's going to turn against them at some point after we trust the plan? No, you don't go in with a plan of pedophiles and child traffickers and rapists and blackmailers and intelligence assets. You don't go along with that plan. You prosecute those people. You prosecute them. And if you're going to talk about transparency, which is what Trump and Bondi talked about nonstop, and even Bongino with the FBI talk about transparency. That means releasing the files, not burying them, you dumbasses. Transparency. Look it up. There's a very well-established definition for transparency, and it doesn't mean causing the files to vanish and just pretending you never had them. And now Carolyn Leavitt, she's the White House spokesperson. You know, I said yesterday she's turned into Mike McCurry. Just unbelievable. She's now saying that Pam Bondi never had the Epstein files on her desk. What she had was Epstein case paperwork. So wait a minute. You mean when Pam Bondi went on Fox News and said, I've got the files. There's a truckload of files that was delivered to us from the Southern District of New York, where the FBI was hiding them. But we got them. We got them, and they're on my desk. That when she was saying all that, that she was lying? That she didn't have any of that? That all she had was paperwork? A couple of forms? Are you kidding me? See, nobody believes you. Nobody believes you anymore. And where this is headed, this is not good. This is very likely the end of MAGA. This is just the last straw. I mean, this violates everything that MAGA has been, you know, standing up for. Release the Epstein files. Arrest the child traffickers, you know? Jesus. Expose the truth. Stop the violence against children, etc., etc. MAGA has been calling for this. Heck, even Trump and Bongino and Kash Patel himself have all been calling for releasing the Epstein files for years. And now they're all involved in the cover-up. This is truly a fatal mistake for MAGA, for, well, the Trump administration. I think, based on the reaction I'm seeing so far, MAGA's done. Everybody's blackpilled. It's over. I don't know what that means for elections next year, the midterms. I don't know. But this kind of gullible belief in MAGA and the Trump administration that we were finally going to get somebody who would tell the truth, you know, we're finally going to get the mRNA out of the vaccines, you know, we're finally going to arrest the traitors. None of that happened. Fauci's not arrested. Mayorkas is not arrested. None of that ever happened. And our own administration, the MAGA administration, has betrayed its base on probably the biggest issue of a generation, which means this is the biggest cover-up in a generation as well. This is as big as 9/11 in many ways, at least psychologically for many people. And 9/11 was a government operation under the Bush administration that was allowed to happen. It was a false flag operation in order to push for more war on behalf of Israel by attacking Israel's enemies in the Middle East. And Jeffrey Epstein, also an Israeli operation. Funny, isn't it, how they all have the same thing in common, Israel. Yep. Now, politically speaking, this is going to have major implications domestically as well, because Elon Musk, having launched his new America Party, he's going to be able to point to this now and say, well, you can't support Trump anymore. You can't support the GOP. They're a bunch of pedophile apologists. And he won't be wrong when he says that, you see. So Elon Musk, whether you love him or hate him or love his party or hate his party, I mean, his party could very well split the GOP vote and it could hand a lot of victories to Democrats. I don't know exactly how it's going to play out. We'll have to wait and see. But what I am saying is that Trump is playing right into the hands of Elon Musk right now. In baseball, you would call it an unforced error. Yeah, that's what Trump just committed, an unforced error, handing a major victory to Elon Musk, allowing Elon to get narrative traction in the upcoming races. And on top of that, more and more people, even former Trump supporters, are well aware that Trump is now being controlled by Netanyahu. And it really does make a lot of people wonder if Trump is in the Epstein files, as Elon Musk previously had stated. I'm also aware that Elon Musk has just said he's accused Steve Bannon of being mentioned in the Epstein files. I don't know. Seems like everybody Elon Musk doesn't like, he says they're in the Epstein files, but who knows? And it could also be, I mean, maybe Bannon is mentioned in the Epstein files, but not in the context of, you know, raping little children or something like that. Maybe he's mentioned as a, like maybe a, an intelligence asset or a witness or who knows, right? So, you know, you got to take that comment with a grain of salt and dig a little deeper. But the point is that Trump is so totally controlled by Netanyahu at this point that I've seen people say that they would now vote for Democrats just to not have Zionists in control of America. Now, you know, the Democrats, though, they absolutely hate America and they are trying to destroy America. And of course, the Democrats ran the illegal immigration invasion with Mayorkas. So you can't vote Democrat, not in my world. I mean, I will never vote Democrat. I've said that numerous times. They absolutely hate America. Now, Trump doesn't hate America. He just loves Israel more than America. I mean, that's the truth. That's just the truth of where we are. So I don't know what the option is in all of this. And I think ultimately it's just headed for a financial collapse. And after that, then, you know, we'll be forced to rebuild some nation out of the ashes or the rubble of what was once the U.S. empire that went bankrupt. In fact, these actions by Trump, these are end of empire warning signs. What you are witnessing right now, when they say, oh, there's nothing to see here, that all these child rape files and videos and everything that we previously bragged about on Fox News, like, they don't exist. When you see that kind of behavior, you are approaching the end of the empire. It's almost here. I mean, these are the kinds of things that happened in Rome as the collapse accelerated. And of course, in the days of Rome, things moved more slowly. Things move much more quickly today because of interconnectedness, obviously, you know, email, internet, social media, etc. Phone calls, right? You didn't have mobile phones in the Roman Empire. Otherwise, it would have been even crazier. Can you imagine? Like an account on X called Caligula, you know? Oh, that would be entertaining. Be almost as fun as Milo Yiannopoulos, you know? But anyway, things are about to get totally insane as the empire collapses. And during the collapse of the empire, you're going to see just utter insanity from the people in charge, as you are seeing now. Like, what Epstein files, right? Or you're going to see more examples of Orwellian doublespeak, like war is peace, you know? I mean, you're hearing that right now. Oh, we have to send more bombs to have peace. We have to enable Israel to bomb its neighbors so we can have peace. Ignorance is strength, right? Or ignorance is slavery. What? How does that quote go from Orwell? I think it's ignorance is strength. Yeah, that's a perfect fit for where we are right now. So expect a lot more of this. Now, at the same time all of this is happening, and I'm starting to see conservatives call for the impeachment of President Trump, I'm also hearing from, well, articles quoting left-wing Democrat members of Congress saying that their constituents are calling for mass violence. See, and this is a reaction to Trump's aggressive enforcement of our border security and immigration laws. So ICE, which now has a budget larger than the entire Russian military budget, which is really saying something, ICE is clearly targeting sanctuary cities, as they should, in my view. I agree with that. And ICE is targeting, let's say, swing districts for upcoming midterm House races. And so ICE is working to remove millions of illegals, if they can, from these areas before the midterms. And you say, well, why? Why does that matter? You say, well, illegals aren't allowed to vote. Oh, but you're wrong. They are allowed to vote. They do vote. And they are especially allowed to vote, even encouraged to vote, in those areas that are run by Democrats. So removing illegals, this is really election warfare tactic, really. It's reversing what the Democrats were doing, which was immigration weaponization to try to overthrow America. Now we are trying to reverse the immigration as a tactic to win the elections for Trump's party, the GOP. So that's what's happening right now. So deportations are an election victory strategy by the Trump administration. And that will be very effective. It will be, I'm now guessing, it will be shockingly effective. That it's going to make it so much more difficult for Democrats to cheat that even though so many Americans are extremely unhappy with Trump's covering up of the Epstein files and selling out to the Zionist, you know, genocidal lunatics in Israel, the Democrats aren't going to be able to overcome that as easily as they once could because Trump is taking away their vote cheating infrastructure. And again, that is important, and that's a positive step. Election fraud is always wrong. And even though I strongly disagree with Trump on his position on Epstein and Israel, etc., I strongly agree with Trump on enforcing immigration law and making sure that we boot the illegals out of this country. But then, just to add more excitement to the breakfast pancake mix here, Trump said that he may be considering some kind of mass amnesty program for farm workers and hotel workers, etc., but especially farm workers. He said that in a recent speech in Iowa, that he wanted farmers to be able to vouch for the illegals that have been working on their farms. And that's not flying in the MAGA groups. People who voted for Trump don't want mass amnesty. That's for sure. And if Trump grants mass amnesty, then he's not going to solve the illegal voting situation. And then the midterms will be thrown to the Democrats. And the Democrats will sweep back into power in the House. And then what's the first thing they will do? They will impeach President Trump. And then we're back to his first administration. It's exactly where this is going. So Trump needs to listen to his base and stop listening to all these other interests. Stop listening to the corporations and to Israel in particular. Listen to his base, because his base is what put him in power, and his base is starting to turn on him, and even some of them starting to call for his impeachment. So Trump's got a very limited window of opportunity to turn this around, and I hope he does turn it around. And I hope that I'm wrong about Trump basically covering up pedophilia and child trafficking. And I hope I'm wrong about MAGA being shattered by this, but all the evidence is pointing in that direction right now. We'll see what happens. If he's playing 5D chess and he's got all these cards up his sleeve, he better start playing those cards, because his entire base is running out of patience with this, you know, trust the plan tactic, which just turns out to be sort of the mantra of morons. I mean, think about it. Yeah, at one point I was willing to trust the plan for a little while, you know, trust and then verify, Ronald Reagan. But there, you know, the verification never came. It's kind of like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. For how long do people believe in the trust the plan nonsense? So think about that. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. And we'll have a lot more content for you coming soon, more interviews. So thank you. Thank you for your support. And I hope I'm wrong about all this, but we'll see. Take care. So there's a huge uptick right now in the number of government agencies, departments that are purchasing Faraday bags. Now, I don't know if it's just for security, or maybe they're anticipating an EMP attack, or I don't know,
a nuclear event of some kind, but for whatever reason, a lot of government agencies are purchasing Faraday bags. Now, our partner, the Satellite Phone Store, they have this line called Escape Zone, and they've got all of these bags of various sizes, including this massive one I'm about to show you, which holds an entire generator. So if you've ever wanted to protect something like a desktop computer or a full-size, you know, home power generator in a Faraday bag, you can now do that. And they have other size bags as well. They've got bags that can handle like your laptop. Can you show the side view there? There's a laptop bag. And then here on the desk, these are bags for solar panels. And this is a giant bag for a generator. And then they've got other size bags. Like this is a body pouch. Here, you can show this straight on. Yeah. Sorry, it's black. It's kind of hard to see. But this is like a body bag. You can wear it. You can wear it cross chest, or you can wear it around your waist. It's smaller than a purse, you know, larger than a fanny pack, something like that. You've got them for satellite phones and mobile phones, many different sizes available. They also have backpacks. Now, you can get these through a couple of different places. You can go to healthrangerstore.com/escape, which will bring up this screen right here. And you can see here's the Faraday bag ballistic backpack. Here's the Faraday bag blanket. They've got Faraday bag beanies and all kinds of other, you know, different briefcase size bags for protecting laptop computers, things like that. Or you can go directly to darkbags.com, which is the Satellite Phone Store website. And there you can see they've got the larger bags that have just been launched there right now. Crypto cold wallet protective Faraday sleeve. That's really important to protect your crypto, and many other different formats. Now, right now, they are, through the month of July, they are donating for every purchase of one of these are massive. See how large this is? This is a massive Faraday bag, okay, to hold an entire generator. For every purchase, they, of the large bags, which is the solar panel bag and the generator bag, for every purchase, they're donating $100 to our emergency response rescue efforts. Right now, for this week, those efforts are focused on the Texas flood rescue, where we are sending certified organic storable food and personal care and survival products to the victims of the flooding in Central Texas. We're organizing that right now. We're adding our own donation on top of that. But the Satellite Phone Store is doing a $100 additional donation for every one of these bags that they sell. After this week, that $100 donation goes to our next rescue effort, which we don't know what that is yet. But we are here as the Health Ranger Store and my registered church, the Church of Natural Abundance, which has, you know, last year made over $500,000 in food donations to the victims of the storms in North Carolina and the hurricane in Florida and the fires in California that happened. Now we're helping Texas, and we'll be helping whoever needs help that we can reach with food and supplies and, you know, anything else that makes sense that we can get into people's hands. So by purchasing from darkbags.com or healthrangerstore.com/escape, you can also, with certain products, help raise donation money that will help those in need wherever they happen to be in America. We're here to serve. We're here to help. We have the infrastructure. We have the abundance from your support and from God's grace to be able to help people all across America in a time of need. And that's what we're doing. And that's what the Satellite Phone Store is doing as well. And even if you don't care about the donation aspect of this, it's smart to have these bags, to put your mobile phone in a Faraday bag. Protects from 5G, protects from potentially identity theft. You can put your credit cards, your wallet, your car keys, you know, your key fob. Those things can be read by car thieves. They can be read from like 10 feet away. So you can put your key fobs in these, especially at night when you go in for the evening and you put your keys up, put them in one of these bags. Otherwise, thieves can come to your front porch and they can erect an antenna and they can read your key fob and then they can steal your car right out of your driveway. That's been documented. That's happening right now. So protect all your electronics with Faraday bags of different sizes. And when you do that, you'll have better privacy, you'll have better protection, and you'll have electronics that work even after a nuclear event or after an EMP or whatever might happen. You want to have things that are protected from those kinds of events in case there is a worst case scenario type of catastrophe that unfolds. So again, check it all out at either the Satellite Phone Store, SAT123.com, or darkbags.com, or healthrangerstore.com/escape, whatever's most convenient for you. And get these in your life, and you will enjoy enhanced privacy and protection from electromagnetic radiation and frequencies, or fields would be the correct term there. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams of Brighteon.com and healthrangerstore.com. Be safe, everybody. Take care.